Shalom. What an honor to be invited to come and speak to you to this assembly on St. Matthew's Day. But I know that the day is not about me. It's about Jesus. Your president really is correct. It really is all about Jesus. He's the one who chose me. He's the one who called me. He's the one who taught me. Those years of traveling with Jesus and the others went so quickly. He's the one who loved me and died for me and rose again. And yes, he's the one who sent me out, me and the others, to make disciples. Wherever we would go, baptizing in his name and teaching what he had taught us. And he promised to be with us, God with us, all the way to the end. There's a lot of speculation about that day that Jesus called me. For sure, I knew about Jesus. Everyone was talking about him, talking about what he was teaching, how he taught with authority and not like the rest of our leaders, talking about what he was doing, the miracles, the healings, how he cared for the outcasts, the people like me, how he confronted the Pharisees in their pride and arrogance. Some were even saying that he might be the Messiah. It wasn't the picture of the Messiah that I always had, but the more I thought about it, it sounded better. Well, when Jesus came that day, I knew who he was. And when he called me to follow, I didn't think twice. Something inside me, no, maybe something outside me, told me I should go. And I followed. And what a glorious day, traveling with the other disciples and listening to their conversation with Jesus, listening to his teaching. And at the end of the day, I invited Jesus and all those who were traveling with us to come for dinner. And I invited some of my friends, too. My wife wasn't too happy about that. But the servants pulled things together, and it went very well. I even invited Zacchaeus, my tax collector friend. But he wouldn't come. He believed what the Pharisees said about us. He didn't think he was good enough for Jesus, that Jesus would want to associate with him. It took him a little longer, but he came around to see the truth also. The Pharisees got wind of what was happening. They came, stood outside the house to watch what was happening at the dinner party. How is it that you say it? They got their shorts tied in a knot? I don't know if they were jealous of Jesus' attention or if they just couldn't believe that someone who claimed to be the Messiah would associate with people like me and my friends. But Jesus said, it's the healthy. Healthy people don't need a doctor. It's the sick people who need a doctor. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. A lot of things have changed in the past 2,000 years. You don't dress the same way that we did. But I have noticed that some of you still use phylacteries. You just write it on your shirts now. One thing that hasn't changed, you still have Pharisees and sinners. You still have people who think that they are not good enough, who think that they are too bad for Jesus to love, so bad that God cannot forgive them. Love them. Care about them. Go after them the way Jesus came after me, the way a good shepherd goes after his lost sheep. And yes, you still have Pharisees. People who think they are better than everybody else. people who think they are good in themselves, people who think that they always have the right answer, that they are God's gift to his church, who think that they are healthy when they need a doctor just as much as the rest of us do. The worst thing about it is that so many of these people are almost unreachable because they are unteachable. Hard foreheads, hard hearts, is what God told Ezekiel. You are here at the seminary. 2 years, 3 years, maybe 4 years. The time goes so quickly. You are here to learn. But you must never stop learning. You teachers and leaders, you must never stop learning. Be teachable. Let Jesus teach you. Let Jesus prepare you for the service that he has in mind for you to do. Let him prepare you for servant leadership in his kingdom wherever he calls you to serve. Be teachable. And may God give you his peace, his shalom, through Jesus.